Yet despite numerous false arrests and deadly encounters between police and citizens, there has been little outcry over the state of policing in the USA. Rutherford Institute founder John W. Whitehead remarks, "What is most striking about the American police state is not the mega corporations running amok in the halls of Congress, the militarized police crashing through doors and shooting unarmed citizens, or the invasive surveillance regime which has come to dominate every aspect of our lives. No. What has been most disconcerting about the emergence of the American police state is the extent to which the citizenry appears content to passively wait for someone else to solve our nation's many problems. Unless Americans are prepared to engage in militant nonviolent resistance in the spirit of Martin Luther King Jr. and Gandhi, true reform, if any, will be a long time coming." After recounting the growth of government spying, militarized police forces, the shooting of unarmed civilians, the erosion of personal property rights, the loss of personal integrity through strip searches, drone surveillance, and the criminalization of children's behavior, Whitehead concludes, "To put it bluntly, we are living in an electronic concentration camp. Through a series of imperceptible steps, we have willingly allowed ourselves to become enmeshed in a system that knows the most intimate details of our lives, analyzes them, and treats us accordingly." Following incidents of police deaths in New York and Missouri, the U.S. Justice Department announced it was widening its involvement with local police in an attempt to curb the growing abuse of police power. The arrogance and heavy-handed tactics of rogue police officers is largely attributed to the influence of the U.S. government's Department of Homeland Security. Now this same U.S. government is going to widen its involvement with local police agencies in order to curb police violence? Get real. You know what's happening. The U.S. Justice Department is widening its involvement in local police agencies in order to further its parochial political agendas and to further promote political correctness, warned Chuck Baldwin. The growing power of the DHS, which now has jurisdiction over all the U.S. police forces, coupled with overreaching enforcement of innumerable laws and regulations, worry those who view this behemoth as a homegrown Gestapo, the secret police of Nazi Germany. The head of the Gestapo, Heinrich Himmler, controlled all of Germany's police forces. A Baptist preacher, Baldwin said what is needed are constitutional sheriffs who will serve as the people's vanguard against both the overreach of the federal government, which spawns so much police abuse, both local and federal, and against rogue officers among the police agencies of his jurisdiction. He also recommended partisan-free prosecutors in the local court systems, because many prosecutors seem motivated by partisan politics rather than liberty and justice for all. "And we also need jurors who are truly blind to their prejudices and propensities and are willing to acquit or convict on the basis of proven fact alone."